Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Oh my gosh, how are you feeling? I had such a busy weekend, guys. I literally went away for the weekend into the city, and I actually did end up vlogging the whole entire process. And forgive me for sounding a little tired. I am recording this a bit late. Actually a lot late than I normally do record it. You know how they say that you need a vacation from your vacation? It's like, I understand that completely because the past 3 days I've been away, and even though it's only 72 hours, Monday came and it feels like boom. Oh my gosh, it feels like everything hit me all at once between unpacking, me just renovating my room, and organizing things, just because it is springtime. And you know, when it's spring, it makes you want to clean out things. And I like to keep my closet very seasonal, so I like to get rid of the winter stuff and put that away in storage or in my sheds and things like that. And yeah, it's a lot. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you guys, I can barely walk around in my room. And then on top of that, I was a little bit tired. You know, it's just life, it happens. But nonetheless, I had such an incredible time, and I'm shocked, honestly, with the footage that I literally got from the vlog. I did record a bunch of stuff on my phone, actually, just because it's easier and less, you know, pressure when you're walking around. People get very uncomfortable when they see someone with a camera in their hand. They get very, very uncomfortable. So just to respect, you know, other people's, you know, privacy, I guess, and just to avoid any conflict, it was so much easier and easier to travel with just using my phone. So I have over like 2 hours of footage that I have to edit through, and I really have an idea of how I want it to be for you guys. So I definitely want to get that up this week. I did have every intention of getting it to you guys on my birthday, which would be great, which is Wednesday, but I don't know. I don't know if my editor is going to be able to get it back to me in time, but I know I want to finish my edit before I send it to him tomorrow. So, or today, actually. I'm sorry, guys. I'm literally mixing up the days because I do record this the day before. So when you guys are listening to this, which is Tuesday, I'm going to be finishing my edit today, Tuesday. So yeah, today I actually wanted to talk about trauma responses, because I know I've just been focusing a lot on mental health and things like that. And I think also what inspired me was I spoke to one of my friends earlier today, and she was like talking to me about this guy and saying how he was kind of acting distant and things like that. And I just think it's so important to talk about this, because when you are in a place where you cannot be your best self, like, you end up dragging everyone down with you. And it's not all the time a conscious decision, but when you're not your best self, you're not aware or conscious of other people and their feelings, because how can you be? You're not even aware of your own, you know, feelings and thoughts and things like that. So how can someone be their best when they are not their best to themselves? And you have to also think about, sometimes people are just miserable to be around. And who wants to be around someone that's constantly down and constantly wants to talk about who did them wrong and what happened to them and why they are the way that they are? And, you know, you have to be careful, because sometimes those people, they just, all they want to do is just talk about the same things over and over again. They just want to, I guess it's essentially like emotional terrorism, where all they want to do is discuss all the things that happened to them, but they're not people that want to change. Because when you want to change something, right, you can't keep on discussing something over and over again without a solution, okay? Like I told my friend today, She said to me, time heals all. And I said, no, it's what you do with the time that heals all. Remember that. You can have time elapse and rehash the same thing over and over again. The guy that cheated on you, and that's why you have trust issues. The friend that you're no longer speaking to, and you're just harping on this. And essentially, it makes you a miserable person. And you live this life that's super unfulfilling. And guess what? People that do messed up things, or they say messed up things, honestly, they're not in the best place in their life. They're probably bored. They're probably unhappy. They're probably both. And people that are bored and unhappy, what good comes from anyone that's going to be bored and unhappy? Nothing. These people are usually going to engage in behavior that is self-destructive, right? Whether that's gossiping, whether that's serial dating, whatever it is to just distract themselves from what they need to actually focus on. So you guys know, or if you don't know, one of my favorite people on Instagram is the Holistic Psychologist. And I currently am reading her book called, I believe it's called Do the Work, but it's such an incredible book. It's called How to Do the Work, actually, I believe. And I love everything that she has to say. And it really, really, really hits home for me. And she made a post talking about trauma responses. And she says, like, when we face a stressful situation that leaves us feeling helpless or unable to cope, our nervous system basically responds to the situation with ways that protect us, which are called trauma responses. So whether that be defending, you know, which is yelling or shaming or bullying or scolding someone, or push and pull behaviors or doing things that violate people's boundaries, or whether it's avoidance, which means ghosting behaviors, pretending that events didn't occur, denial, avoiding, you know, intimacy in relationships, or lack of communication, or disassociation, which means being physically present and mentally not, or being having confusion over what actually is happening, or feeling outside of your body, or self-betrayal or people-pleasing, which means denying your needs in favor of someone else or denying our own reality, enabling harmful behavior and lack of boundaries. And that is a huge one, being a martyr, essentially, where you're doing so much for other people. You don't really want to do it. You actually probably don't even have the time to do it, and you're doing it anyway. And then you end up resentful because the one time you probably need a favor from that person, they're not there for you. Then you turn around and you become this jaded person. Oh, this is why I don't help people. This is why this and that. And that's inevitably what ends up happening. Or lastly, as she explains, self-shaming, which is punishing, harming, shaming ourselves like a controlling parent figure. Which often includes self-harm, substance use, or impulsive behaviors, right? And as a result, you know, when we experience, you know, a trauma response, she said it's normal to feel extreme fatigue, confusion, shame, or embarrassment, especially if someone tells us that we're, you know, being overly dramatic, or we're overreacting, or we just shut down, you know? And things like this are very, very misunderstood. And she just goes into what these responses can cause, which are a multitude of different things, from headaches to fatigue to anxiety to restlessness, you know, trouble sleeping. And she also discusses what to do after a trauma response. And I think it's so important to uncover this, because the more I dive into our relationships with not only ourselves, but also men and women in general, it boils down to this. You cannot be the best version of yourself, or you cannot be an addition to someone else, or you shouldn't be an addition to someone else if you're not the best version of yourself. Now, that doesn't mean you've accomplished all you needed to accomplish in life, all these things like that. What I mean is mental stability at best. If you are someone that is, you have depressive episodes and you're not in the best place, that doesn't mean that if you get depressed or experience any sort of mental issue that you shouldn't have a partner. But if you're in a bad place, and at least you should be able to identify that. I mean, I think anyone can, if you are able to identify that, right? Depending on what, you know, you're experiencing mentally, you should not be with other people. Because people that are in a different, you know, more emotionally sound place end up in the crossfire of people trying to figure themselves out. I remember when I was 21 years old and I dated this guy. He was 26, I believe, at the time. And he just couldn't be a good person to me because he was going through so much in his life. He didn't even feel like he owed me an apology. And here you are. And this is why it gets tricky when it comes to dating people that are older or when it comes to dating people that are just unhealthy, I should say, right? Mentally. Because you end up dropping everything and having to police people, you know, out of whatever is going on with them mentally because of where they are. And it becomes exhausting after a while to constantly have to check in. And this is what my friend Angie and I discussed. It's like we're not victims, right? So it's difficult when people don't want to help themselves. You have to help yourself, okay? You can get assistance from your friends, support from your friends, support from your family, but you need to learn to help yourself. If you cannot figure out what is wrong with you, then that's the beginning of the problem, right? If you can't address what's going on at hand, you'll never be able to fix it. That's what it boils down to. If you're in a relationship or like a guy, he's already giving you issues. He's already expressing that he has trust issues. Why is it your cross to bear? Like, ask yourself that. And this is what I was talking to my friend about earlier, where I was telling her, I'm like, you've already discussed with him something that, you know, went on with you in the very beginning and gave him a choice to opt out. He is now bringing up that same situation as context for why he no longer wants to speak to you. That doesn't make sense. This isn't new information that you sprung up on him. This isn't adding up. And also, with that being said, sometimes you just have to let people make their own mistakes because everyone has to learn different things. And at best, you plant the seeds, but understand that just because you give advice on something doesn't mean people are always going to immediately follow it. And that's their journey. That's their life process. And you shouldn't be offended by that. And I think that's something that I've learned to understand myself is that, let's say my friend tells me something and she says, oh, my boyfriend is, you know, cheating on me, or my boyfriend is doing this, my boyfriend's doing that. Of course, as their friend, I'm going to say, oh my gosh, are you serious? You got to like do this, you got to do that. You know, you obviously got to leave this guy. But I've grown to understand that. How many times do we know the right thing to do and we don't do the right thing? It's not easy. Imagine, you know, being cheated on and it's hard to leave someone. So imagine just going through issues of maybe he has a temper problem or maybe he's always in drama and he's just very chaotic and all these things. It's so difficult to just be like, oh, okay, I'm done. It's a process where it's like, I just want to see where this could go. I want to see if I can probably fix this. I want to see. You exhaust all your options before you finally decide, okay, curtains closed, right? And it depends on where you are in your life, how much you have experienced to, I guess, curate that threshold, if I'm making sense. And I realize even for myself, that threshold has significantly, you know, decreased because I have a lot of experience as it pertains to dating, and I understand this, what I'm looking for. I understand to believe the things that I'm seeing early on and to not romanticize any dynamic. And I was explaining to my friend, because she's a bit younger, I was telling her, I was like, listen, these things happen. The way you feel is completely normal. And I think the most difficult thing to experience is when you have such an amazing experience with someone and they nitpick something at you. And it's not even something you did. It's not something you actually did to offend them, you know, or anything. And this person just chooses to believe something about you that is so false. It's very hurtful because all you want to do is explain yourself. And if somebody has their mind made up about you, there is absolutely nothing you can do to change that. Absolutely nothing. Okay. And I think the older you become, you do care less about whether or not, you know, so-and-so is accepting you or whatever the case is. Misery loves company. People that are, that have low self-esteem, people that are jealous. I was watching Trisha Paytas's video. And one thing I always have admired about Trisha is as much as people want to say she is problematic, I have always found Trisha to be a very honest person, to the point where, yeah, even sometimes to her detriment, she has been so brutally honest. And I admire that quality about her, because as problematic as people may perceive Trisha to be, I think she has a genuine, kind heart. Like, I believe that to be true about her, and I don't even know her. You know what I mean? And she was talking about how she was apologizing to this other YouTuber named Jaclyn Hill, and how she was in such a bad place when I guess she was saying some things about Jaclyn, and she said it was so uncalled for. And she realizes after therapy and working on herself that it was coming from a place of jealousy. She was jealous of Jaclyn's, you know, relationship with her ex-husband, because they were together for many years. And she was talking about her for no reason. And she was saying, why did I feel like I could just start talking about someone for no reason? They didn't even say anything about me to me. They didn't provoke a response out of me. They didn't even respond when I was talking about them. Like, it was just so unwarranted. And it boils down to very few things. When you are in a negative place, there are very few things that it, few places that it comes from. It is jealousy, it is unhappiness, it is boredom, or it's all the above. I mean, there, you know what I mean? Like, there aren't many other options, you know, but it's, put it like this, it all comes from a negative place. If you're coming from a negative place, and God forbid you're not even able to recognize that, guess what you're going to do with your life? You're going to seek external validation from people, from friends, from social media, from relationships. You're going to do all of these things because you are not self-actualized. You are not fulfilled in your own life. If you are someone that wants to add value to people, okay, and you believe in uplifting people, you're not going to waste your time talking about people. You're not going to waste your time. Nope. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but nobody cares. And I say that in peace and love. Nobody wants to hear someone constantly talking about who did what to them. Stop with the victim narrative and the woe is me. And I'm saying this because I think a lot of people in life, I'm coming to realize, are victims of their circumstances. We are not always responsible for what happens to us, but we are responsible for healing ourselves. Period. Period. I don't care how great of a person you are. I don't care how honest and integral you are. It is your job to heal yourself from the things, warranted and unwarranted, that have happened to you, that have transgressed. You do not reserve the right to constantly be miserable, because what you're not realizing is you are carrying these things around and you are becoming the version of whoever hurt you times 10. You become who hurt you when you don't let that pain go. How many times I remember I dated this guy and I thought me showing him how kind and loving I was, that he was going to see, you know, all girls aren't the same, all these things. And it didn't help. If anything, it made me a jaded person for a bit, where I was just like so sad and just so like I couldn't let my guard down. I literally couldn't do it. It was something out of my control. And these are things that are very serious that you need to heal from, because you don't want to end up becoming the person that hurt you and becoming blinded by the right thing and the right circumstance coming your way. You don't want that to be you. And you don't want to attract people like this either. Nobody wants to hear it. Just like my friend earlier, which inspired the topic of this episode, telling me, this guy keeps talking about how something she did reminded him of his ex-girlfriend, and he was just in a relationship with her like 6 months ago. And I'm like, babe, he's not over this girl. You guys have talked about this girl way too often. You know way too much about this girl from his own mouth for you guys to progress into anything. This isn't the math isn't mathing. Hello, hi. Like, make this make sense. Why are you sitting here discussing why what you did? He's not healed from it. People that want to talk about things over and over again, they want pity. They don't want resolution. They don't want solution. They want pity. They want to hear people say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh my God, is there anything I could do? That's what they want. They don't want true solutions. And if there's one thing, honestly, that I can't stand, it's just people that are very problem-ridden. They're not solution-based people. When you want a solution, okay, you nip things in the bud. You don't go around things in a messy way. Like, let's say you got into, you know, an argument with your boyfriend. You don't run to Facebook or Instagram and start making subliminal messages and talking about your fight on Instagram or Facebook. No, you privately speak to your boyfriend and you handle it off of the internet. That's what a sound and mature individual does. And that, in case in point, even Trisha Paytas said, I was 30 years old and I was talking about these people like on the internet. I think she said she was 31. I'm not even exactly sure how old she is. But it's like, yeah, at some point after 25, your frontal lobe is fully developed. When people choose to engage in very immature and juvenile-like behavior, and they like to monetize off of bringing other people down because they feel that they've been wronged, it tells you a lot about their character. And I think it's so important, angels, to consider the source. Consider the type of person that people look up to. Consider the types of things that people say about other people. Make judgments for yourself. Don't always believe what you hear and see on the internet. Don't always believe it, okay? And I'm being so serious, and that goes for anything. When I see celebrities, you know what I mean? And I see the stuff that maybe tabloids write about them, it's like some of the things are so illogical that it's like, it's so sad to me that people like fabricate stories about people and celebrities, and I just feel bad for them, you know, but it's like, what can you do? But you have to understand that not everything you hear and see is the reality, because why? You don't know these people. You don't know these individuals personally. All you have is one person that maybe chooses to be vocal about whatever story. Okay. Of course, if a girl is going to go sub a guy on Instagram or Facebook, of course you're going to believe everything she says. Or maybe if a guy says, oh, you know, this girl did this to me, like whatever it is, people that usually choose to, you know, talk and be the loudest are the most insecure. And people that usually choose to run with the story want to gain control of a certain narrative. And guess what? When you're in a happy place, you don't care. And that's why it resonated with me so much, Trisha's apology to Jacqueline, because it's so true. It's like, why do you care? Why are you even talking about this? Don't you have anything better to do? Isn't there anything to engage in that uplifts people? You know what I mean? Imagine like waking up every day and feeling this like duty to like convince people that someone's a bad person. Like, I'm sure there are so many things to work on in ourselves. And I saw this thread that I posted on my Instagram, actually, and it really, really resonated with me so well. I need to like see if I can like find it actually right now on my Instagram. I'm going through it right now. So if you guys heard like glimpses of something, that's what it was. But it says, the moment I forget about someone else's full humanity is the moment I have forgotten my own. The moment I dehumanize someone else is the moment I open myself up to being deserving of dehumanization. The moment I expect someone to give up their own power in order to meet my expectations is the moment I open myself up to having to do the same. The moment I no longer see value in another is the moment I no longer see it in myself. The moment I make someone better or worse than me is the moment I let go of what I truly value and give into the false belief that humans are inherently ranked above or below one another. The moment I forget that others can make mistakes and still be deserving of love is the moment I forget I deserve love amidst my own mistakes. The moment I believe someone is beyond reconciliation is the moment I limit my own capacity to reconcile. The moment I lose sight of remembering the complexity and layers of another human is the moment I lose sight of my own ability to be more than just one thing, one projection, one way. I want to stay rooted to my own humanity so that I also stay rooted to yours. I want to remember my own inherent capacity to shift, change, and grow so that I can also remember yours. And this is by Lisa Oliveira. I posted this on my Instagram and I have never agreed with something more, especially the last one that I just read. I always remember that I'm constantly shifting, I'm constantly changing and growing, so I know that people do the same. I don't care. For instance, even right now, one of my friends that, you know, she was out of my friend group and with all of us, and she recently came back and apologized, you know, for everything. And literally, I said to her, like, I forgive you. Because I understand people change. And depending on, you know, what was done, you know, you make that, you know, decision for yourself. You say, you know what? I can forgive this person, but maybe I don't have to put them back into my life. Or you can say, I forgive this person. I'm going to give them another chance. Why? Because when people change and people do, allow them to. Who are you to hold someone to who they were and the mistakes they made? If that's the case, no one should ever allow you to grow. If that's the case, no one should ever forgive you if you feel like you're sorry. I think it's so important to allow people the space and to not hold them to a certain, narrative in your own head of, oh, well, this person was this and so they're going to be this forever. Don't be like that. Because what that shows to an emotionally sound individual is that you are a very stagnant person, that you are regressing as an individual because you're choosing to harp on something that who even knows if it's true. It's probably just your own projection of your own negative feelings or some sort of negative projection of things that happen in your own life. And you are living out that label. And it's sad. And it's so important for men and women to identify this because this is what makes us healthier individuals in our relationships. And we all know men can harp on things for a very long time. You know, not to be sexist, but it's true. It's like, how many times have we heard the story of my girlfriend in the fourth grade cheated on me, so now I have trust issues? It's like, okay, Justin, you were definitely 32. Like, you really got to get over it. It's not my cross to bear. We have to stop making people feel our pain or instilling our misery. And me and my best friend Justine and I were just talking about this, where we both just said to ourselves, we notice that we are the type of people where we contain our own like misery or our own bad moods or negative emotions. And we have always been surrounded by people that spill that misery onto others. And it's like, we do not understand how people are this way, where it's like, if you're sad, be sad on your own. If you're angry, be angry on your own. Why do you have to make other people feel what you feel? Like, I just don't understand that. And I never have been able to understand that. And I think that's why as I evolve as an individual, I'm always like stressing the importance of being soft. And this is all a part of true femininity, to keep a soft heart, not be a victim. There is strength in being a feminine woman, okay? There is strength in not being a victim and still remaining to be tender, still having compassion and choosing to be responsible and accountable you know, for your own energy instead of assuming responsibility for the energy of others. You know what I mean? And it's just important to have that balance. And I strongly encourage you guys to really start to dive into mental health and things like that. You guys know I'm a very big advocate of mental health. I have a therapist that I have from BetterHelp. And I think it's just so important to continue to educate myself and evolve as an individual, because you are only limited by what it is that you believe to be true about you. Okay? You can change any day you want. You can evolve any day you want. When things happen to you, you have to remember you have to take care of yourself, which brings me back to my point, okay, where the holistic psychologist, she says, you have to take some recovery time alone, right? Because you need to emotionally process. Remember, it's not time heals all, it's what you do with the time. If you take time to constantly make yourself angry, you know what I mean? If someone's not doing anything to provoke anything from you and you're just getting angry, well, that speaks to the psychopathy of what's going on in your head. You have to learn to be able to process things healthily with a therapist or talking to someone. It's a very good thing to do. Also, grounding yourself, right? Whether that's lighting a candle, scent therapy. I am a huge scent therapy person. Playing music, sound healing, anything that helps getting your senses back into the present moment. Also, breath work, right? If you have overwhelming thoughts, spend a few seconds or minutes focusing on your own breath and, you know, with your hand on your heart. Also research chakra healing. I have an Apple Watch, so it does periodically remind you to like take breaths and things like that, which, guys, it sounds so silly, but all these things actually work. For me, I know, scent therapy really works for me. I know music, like I don't remember what it's called, but it's like when people, there's like a circle thing and people like bang it and it makes this really like loud noise that is so calming. I cannot remember what it's called. It's so popular. I don't know why the word is escaping me right now, but those things really help me. I listen to meditation every single night of my life. It's literally like clockwork for me. It's not even something I never even forget to do it. It is so a part of my everyday life. Like, I never forget. I go to sleep every day listening to something. Sometimes I like to hear people speak. I remember when I first started getting into meditation, especially at night, I loved hearing people like speak. Now, sometimes it gets a little distracting to me. So I like to just hear like an instrumental of music. I know last night I slept to, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this existed. It was like an amalgam of pink, white, and brown noise, it's called. Now, I have gone to sleep for a long time, for a couple months, to, I believe it's called white noise. And this one was white, brown, and pink. Mind you, I don't even know what that exactly means, but it was, so, I mean, I was sound asleep, okay? And then also, lastly, she suggests, write in an inner child letter. Compassionately write your inner child a letter. Let them know you see them and know it was okay to be scared, overwhelmed, and that you're going to be compassionate to them. Okay, and this is so important. And I, to be honest, have yet to write a letter to myself. I know I should. And there's a cool feature, guys. I don't know what it's called, but there is like an emailing service where you can literally send yourself an email years ahead. So I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to write an email, one, to my inner child, or I'm going to physically write that one down. And then I'm also going to send an email to myself so I can receive it when I'm 30 years old. So
You can literally do this and send it to yourself, and it will auto send the email out to you whenever that year is. You can even send an email to yourself in 2030 if you wanted to. And I think that is such an amazing, cool feature. It's kind of like a time capsule. Like, you know how people used to do that back in the day where they would put a bunch of things in like a tin can or a box. I don't know if it's a tin can, but like a box, and they would bury it and then they dig it up like years later and kind of see like what was going on in the world or what was important to them at that time. I want you guys to like think about these things, and like I just feel it's such my passion and duty to, I guess, preach compassion and love people. I think that my brand, if I had to label it, is just love and connection. Like, that's my brand. Like, I want people to feel loved. I want people to feel accepted. I want people to feel like they can change. They can redeem themselves. I want people to feel supported. I want people to know that you are your own rescue. I want people to know that you can be anyone you can, and you can be a multi-dimensional person, and that you don't have to be one thing, and that it's important to get help when you need it and have professional advice and have someone to talk to and not constantly, you know, rehash things over and over again. Because when you fix all of these things, you come from such a powerful place that it affects your dating so much in the most positive way. You know, that you avoid so many of these other heartaches because all of these things, they self-actualize you, you know? So angels, I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. You're listening to this the day before my birthday. And I'm so excited, guys. I am turning 27. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe I'm actually turning 27 years old. I'm officially in my late 20s, guys. Life flew for me after 21. I cannot even lie to you. And I just want you guys to know that, you know, I love you. I appreciate all the support that you guys have shown me. And I'm so excited to see where the future takes me and takes my platform. And I'm truly, sincerely grateful for all of you that support my channel and engage with my content and DM me and even, you know, reach out to me for my consults. And for those of you that just take time out of your day to send me like a positive message, and I'm so grateful for it. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you so much from the depths of my soul and my heart. And I will speak to you angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.